Rabbi said, let's learn, I want to learn about
Pinyin
HaBen.
You don't follow your rules, you don't follow ours.
Let us learn a few minutes, spend a few minutes discussing an idea. I want to bring out an idea we get relating to Pinyin HaBen. Pinyin HaBen in this week's parasha repeats in detail the laws of Pinyin HaBen. The Torah says Pinyin HaBen begins when the child is Chodesh. Okay? That when the child is Chodesh Yomim, or Chodesh, then you have an obligation to redeem the child. Okay, it says in the beginning of Bamidbar, Pinyin HaBen is repeated many times in the Torah, in this week as well. Kili kol b'cha b'yoyim ha'koisi kol b'cha b'yeretz mishon mitash li kol b'cha b'yisrael. That's there. Okay, where's the pasuk? The pasuk says mi ben chodesh yamim. What is the pasuk? I'm not going to find the pasuk now, but you'll, on Shabbos Chodesh, the lane, the Torah, you'll see it says there that it begins when the child is a Chodesh, Dur Chodesh. The Chazal pick up on the word Chodesh. What is a Chodesh? Today is Rosh Chodesh. It's a very appropriate time to talk about this topic. Pinyin HaBen only begins when the child is 30 days old. Now, we have to understand, what exactly is a Chodesh? How long is it from one new moon to the next new moon? The moilet. The first time the naked eye can see a crack, a mashu of the new moon, that's called the moilet. That's when the new moon appears. And then it waxes until day 15, then it wanes and it disappears. And then after it disappears, suddenly, wow, you can see the new moon again. You can see a sliver of the new moon, that is called the moilet. What is the time span from one moilet to the next moilet? The answer is 29 days, right? 29 days and a half, 29 and a half days, and 793 chalokim. A chalek is 3 seconds. What we call a second, a chelik is 3 seconds. Some terminology of Chazal, it's 29 and a half days, and 793 chalokim. We have here a question, a baby is born, and when the baby is born, they have observers waiting, knowing exactly the second the baby is born. When do you do the Pinyin HaBen? So there's a big machlokes apayiskim. Torah says chodesh. What is the translation of the word chodesh? Does it mean 30 days, me'es le'es, which means you have to wait from the second the baby is born exactly 30 days later, which means you're going to basically, you're not going to be able to do the Pinyin HaBen until basically a half a day more, let's discount for now, the 793 chalokim, a half a day more than what a true Chodesh is. Or maybe what we do is we go after the calendar day. If the baby is born the very last moment of the day, we have a principle called Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi. Baby is born at the very end of the day, that's called already day one. And then when you get to day 30, then you can already do Pinyin HaBen. And that means you'll be doing Pinyin HaBen in less than on day 29. If you want to go after the hours of how many hours, it'll be pretty much 29 multiplied by 24 hours. Because if you want to follow the calendar day, a baby theoretically can be born at the end of the day, the very last moment before the sun sets. And that will count as day one of this baby's life. And then when you get to day 30, we'll say Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi. We'll do the Pinyin HaBen as early as possible, even at night. You can even do Pinyin HaBen theoretically at night. So then it comes out that you'll be doing Pinyin HaBen 30 calendar days later. But as far as time has passed, the amount of time has passed will be less than the amount of time between the moilid, one moilid, and the next moilid. So what do we do? What is the halacha? When exactly is the moment of Pinyin HaBen? So this is a very, as you know, when it comes to all other matters of halacha, this is a machlokes. Halacha l'maaseh, so we follow the sheet of the Bach and the Shach, which are machmir both ways. Well, they're not machmir both ways, and they hold, and it becomes very complicated. They hold it has to be, you can, it has to be 29 days. The ikur, the real ikur is 29 and a half days and 793 chalokim, because the pasuk uses the word chodesh. The Torah does not say shloishim yom, does not say shloishim yom. The fact that the pasuk uses the moon as the time reference, and from one moon to a new moon is 29 and a half days and 793 chalakim, that says it all. That's all you technically need.
It can't be done in advance.
What? No, it can't be done in advance. No, no.
I'm not late.
No, late you can do it. But
b'di'evit.
You want to do it as early as possible. Zrizim makdimim l'mitzvahs. So the Bach and the Shach say as follows. Technically, you can do the Bris Milah. The fact, the Torah says the word Chodesh, it's 29, a half, 790. That's all you need. Just count the seconds. As long as enough time has passed that's equal to from one moon to the next moon, that's when you can do the Pinyan then. But he makes one more condition. The condition is it still must be L'chumra, day 30 of the child. If it's day 29 of the child, then you can't do it. So let me give you
the actual 30 is on Shabbos, you can't do it on a Friday.
Exactly. Right. You're not gonna be able to do it on a Friday, you have to wait until Sunday, then it's gonna be day 30. It's gonna be day 31.
Right.
Correct. So now let me give you two examples to illustrate the point. Let's say the baby is born the very first moment of the day. The very first moment. Stars come out. Let's make believe 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is the beginning of the new day. It's now 8:01, the baby is born, the firstborn baby. Now, let's jump ahead exactly 29 days later, 29 and a half days later, and 793 chalakim. That will take us to basically in the middle of the day. That's going to take us to the middle.
Half day takes you to the right.
So we're going to jump ahead 29 days plus a half a day. So now, if the baby was born at 8 o'clock at night, I'm jumping ahead 12 hours, it's going to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we'll add 792 chalakim. Let's forget about the chalakim. So let's say it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Wonderful. It's 29 and a half days, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We've now passed through, well, it's a little bit more than that, whatever it is, but we've passed through 29 and a half days and 793 chalakim. But there's a problem. It's still the 29th day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the 29th calendar day of the baby, but what?
Wait, when you say it's the 29th day, it's 29 plus day. That's into the 30th day, is it not?
Day one is the day baby's born.
But you're required to finish 30 full days. That's
day one. No, right. You're required to be in day. It's still 29. It's still 29. You're not on the 30th day. No, no.
It is 29th day.
It is 29th day.
Not if it's 29 days.
And here. No, it is because we count. We don't. If we would start from zero, then it would be day 29. But we don't count. We start from one. So because we count from one, let's start from zero. Today is I always tease my nephews. How old are you? Not even 1 year old. How old is the baby? I guess they don't talk to the baby. I guess the bigger children. How old are you? I'm 5 years old. How old is he? He's 0 years old. If a baby is not yet 1 year old, he's only 6 months, so he's 0 days, 0 years old. They get very confused. They never heard that before, to say that a baby is 0 years old. So it's day zero. So the truth is, on day 29 and a half, 29 and a half days later, you're really only 29 and a half days into your life.
Day one.
Zero.
Day one.
You have to finish the day, you count in one.
Right?
The day the baby's born is considered day one.
Day zero is day one.
I'm getting confused. Okay. So maybe what it means is that you have to wait. Okay, I'm getting confused. You have to wait until day 31. They have to wait until day 31. That's what it means. You have to pass into day 31 is when you can do the Bris Milah. You have to wait until day 31 to do the Pidyon HaBen, according, because since it says it has, you only chayv in Pidyon HaBen when 30 days are complete. Okay, I'm forgetting that a very important point. The Gemara, in fact, says makes a gzera shava v'mala. It says chodesh v'mala. It says in another parasha of the Torah, which I forgot to look up, it says v'mala gzeres akosov. What does it say that?
By the counting, by
yeah.
They count the people.
When they count, you only count people who are 30 days and up, which means day 31. So we the Gemara makes a Zereshava Vamala Vamala. It says the word Vamala, by Pidyon HaBen, and it says the word Vamala by the counting of the people of Klal Yisrael, the census of the Levim. And just like there, it means a complete 30 days. So too, when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, it has to be at least a complete 30 days. So you're right.
Even though the baby is born after 8 o'clock, right?
And even though the baby...
29 days later at 8 o'clock, that same exact time, is his 30th day actually after, but it's not 29 and a half.
It's past. Let's go step.
It's the 30th day of life, but we have to count exactly.
But you have not gone into day 31. That's the point. So basically what the Bach is doing is he's going L'chumrah. He's telling you as follows: Me Iker Hadin, you only really need 29, half, 793 halak. That's all you need. Now, if the question though is, when was the baby born? But we also take into consideration the calendar day. There are two different things that have to be fulfilled in order to do a Pidyon HaBen. We take into account 29, half, and the halakim. And we also take into account the calendar day. 30 calendar days must have passed, which means you must now be holding on day 31.
Okay.
31. So the baby is born the moment the stars come out, and we now go 29 and a half, 793. So very nice, you fulfill the condition of time of from one new moon to the next new moon, but you have not yet passed over day 30. You're still on day 30. You're not yet up to day 31. You can't do a Pidyon HaBen. You need both conditions. Let's go the other way around. Let's say the baby is born at the very end of the day, 1 minute before sunset.
Yes.
So now, fast forward 30 calendar days. Take me to the 31st day of this baby's halachic calendar days. The baby's born 1 moment before sunset. So that 1 moment counts as a full day.
The first day.
Calendar day. One full calendar day. And now go another 29 days. So now we have 30 whole days. 30 plus this
30
one second.
30 calendar days, but not 30.
And then go to the moment after sunset on day 31 of the baby's life. It's day 31 of the baby's life. It's night. The sun has set. The sun has set. So now it's day 31 when the sun has set. The stars have come out. It's now the 31st calendar days of this baby's life. You've passed through 30 calendar days. But it's not. You only have 29 full days. You're still missing the half and the 793 halakim.
That's about 40 minutes.
40 minutes. So you're missing a half a day still. You're missing 13 hours. Okay, almost 13 hours. So can you do the Pidyon HaBen? No. You need to fulfill two kids. This halacha l'maisa. This is mamash. Whenever the baby is born, he always says to the rabbi, it's very hard to make sure everything is okay. When you do a Pidyon HaBen, you have to fulfill two conditions. It must be the 31st calendar day of the baby, and also, as far as actual time, seconds and minutes, it has to be the equivalent of 29 and a half, 793. So the nafkaminas are, if the baby is born the very first moment after the stars come out, then even if you'll have the 29 and a half and the 793, you're still only going to be in the middle of day 30. You're going to need approximately another 11 hours to get you to the 31st calendar day. And if the baby is born the very last moment of the day, So you will reach day 31 of its life, but you're still going to be missing the hours, almost 13 hours is still going to be missing. So in order to do a pinyan haben, you have to fulfill both of these conditions. Therefore, it's for this reason, a pinyan haben is only done by in the morning. Why is it only done in the morning? Because we're afraid people don't know how to count. They don't know how to make mathematical calculations. And people are not going to realize they're going to make it. The baby will be born the very last moment of the previous day. And they're going to say, oh, tonight is the 31st day of the baby's life. Therefore, now is the ideal time to make a bris milah. No, it's not. You still need another 12 hours, another 13 hours. So therefore, in order that a person should not make that mistake, since it's possible this person will make that mistake, Chazal Zaloy Plok said, no pidyon habens at night. Because everyone knows about the third, it has to be the 31st day.
Right.
But not everyone understands that it's not enough for it to be 31 days. You also have to have, in minutes and hours, 29 multiplied by 24 plus another 13 hours. Not everyone knows that. So if you're going to wait until the 31st calendar day, you may not realize it's the 31st calendar day, but I'm still short 13 hours.
So that's why they're held in the afternoon.
No, in the morning. You don't have to wait till the afternoon. You don't have to wait the afternoon. Only first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, you might be an hour off. You have to wait another hour because I'm not concerned about an hour in the morning, 40 minutes in the morning. They're not concerned about that. The worst will be off in the morning is 40 minutes. They were not concerned about the 40 minutes. The afternoon is just an out of convenience. Or it's done if it's the 31st, the other reason. What's the other reason? The other way around is when the baby is born, the very last moment of the day, I'm getting confused. Let's put that aside for now. You need these two conditions. Now, what happens when it comes out on Shabbos? Here is a dilemma. It comes out on Shabbos. Now, what comes out on Shabbos?
I have that with my son.
Exactly. So on Shabbos, you cannot do a transaction. If you cannot do a transaction on Shabbos, so when are you going to do the pinyan haben? You do it then Sunday, because you can't do it on Shabbos. Now, here is a dilemma. Some want to say, if you have a situation where the baby was born in the right before sunset, so Friday afternoon is day 30, and the results that Friday is day 30, it's day 30. What do you mean?
No.
In the situation, what do you mean?
Now that day 30, don't go by when. What day the baby?
No, right. I'm not going when the baby was born. I'm sorry. No, you're right. The baby was born. Let's make a difference with the baby's born. Let's say day 30 comes out on a Friday. The 30th day of the baby's life is a Friday.
Calendar
day of the baby. The 30th calendar day is a Friday. And the baby was born at a time of the day, 30 days ago, where now, Friday afternoon, it's already 29/12/793. So the Apostle is going to want to say, in this instance, you can do already the Pidyon Haben. Because the Iker Halacha is 29.5 and 29.5. And the only reason why we're
Thursday morning,
that'll be right, fine, whatever the calculator. The right. Only reason why we're waiting is lichatchila. We want it also to be day 31. We should already pass through 30 calendar days. But in this instance, it's Shabbos, and if you're going to wait to day 31, you can't do pay that on Shabbos. You have to wait to day 32. So here we should not be machmir. It's a chumrah de osay li day kula. Better do it Friday afternoon. Okay, now there's one point I want to make. I'm running out of time. Here's a fascinating insight to that really captures everything about pinyan haben. If the baby a baby dies within 30 days, what is the halacha? There is no pinyan haben. If a baby makes to day 31, if he's on day 31, he's alive on day 31, then you chayiv to give the kohen 5 coins, even if the baby dies. That's halacha. Once a baby makes it into day 31, he makes it to the 31st calendar day, this baby is chayiv in pidyon haben, period. If the baby dies the next second, so what? The father already had an obligation to give the 5 coins. Is that clear? This is the halacha gzeres hakasev. There's the gzeres hakasev is, if the baby dies a second before its 31st calendar day, there's no obligation to do pidyon haben, to give the money to the kohen. If the baby makes it 1 second to day 31, the father has an obligation to give the 5 coins. Even if the baby dies, it's still a choif to give the money to the kohen.
My son's pidyon haben came, the time was first day Rosh Hashanah. So,
yeah, wait 2 days. Then.
So 2 days we waited. So I said to the Rav, do we make it Son Gedalia? He says, no, we make it Mitzvah Yom.
Wow, Mitzoyam, right, now, here, what I just said to you, this is a stira to when you can do the pidyon haben, Ikar Hadin. Me'ikar Hadin, when can you do the pidyon haben? According to the letter of the law. According to the letter of the law, you can do the pidyon haben on day 30, on 29 and a half, and 793. If you do the pidyon haben at that moment in time, even though it's not yet day 31, you fulfill the mitzvah. Does the Kohen give, now let's say the baby dies right away, the baby dies on day 30, after I've done the pidyon haben, does the Kohen, and the baby dies later in the afternoon, does the Kohen give you back the money? No. But if I didn't do the pidyon haben, and the baby dies, I'm not chayav to do the pidyon haben. My obligation first begins on day 31. Aren't these two halachas contradictory? If I did not do the pidyon haben the entire day 30, and the baby dies the very last second of day 30, I have no obligation of pidyon haben. I'm only obligated if I come to day 31. But yet, b'di'eved, if the baby already is 29 and a half and 793 and I do the pidyon haben, I was yotzei the mitzvah. How could that possibly be? The answer is you learn an incredible chiddush. There is a twilight zone in the birth of every pidyon haben. A baby, when he reaches 29 and a half and 793, now, if I take advantage and I do the mitzvah, I'm mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. If I don't do the mitzvah and I let time pass and the baby and I don't do the mitzvah and the baby dies, I'll never be able to mekayim that mitzvah. I lost out. If I reach day 30, but if I come to day 31, then whether I did or not, I have an obligation. Those 11 hours is a twilight zone in the life. It's an amazing thing. It's a twilight zone. I can do the mitzvah, and I'm yotzei the mitzvah 100% no matter what happens. But if I don't do the mitzvah, and the baby dies, then I lost out on the mitzvah.
But you're obligated to do it as early as possible, aren't you?
No, you're obligated to do it as early. It's a side point. I just want to bring out that this twilight zone is not unique. It's not unique to pidyon haben. A bar mitzvah boy, a boy who's 12 years old, chayav mitzvos, is he chayav mitzvos? A 12-year-old boy? No. But if a 12-year-old boy makes a neder, I want to do a mitzvah. A 12-year-old is fully obligated to keep his nedarim. Okay, where else you have this example? You have other examples. There are a few examples in life where you're in a twilight zone area where you have no obligation to do so, but if you do, it becomes a full-fledged. Once you wait a little bit longer, then already you're fully obligated whether you want it or not. This is an incredible concept. Pidyon haben, you get to 29 and a half and 793, you can now take advantage of Mekayim Mitzvah Deraisa. If you don't take advantage and something happens, you'll never be able to do that mitzvah. If you just wait another 11 hours, then you have an obligation whether you like it or not. You have no choice. Yeah.
That's terrific. It could be. A baby, a boy is born prematurely and he's in the hair of this past 30 days.
What do you do first? Machloikis apoiskin. Some say the bris, some say the pidyon haben. It's machloikis apoiskin. What do you do first? I'm not sure.